go from there. Trevante Jaramillo, Katrina Clayton, Matt Johnson. What's this place called? Silver Club Saloon? We're in the VIP area, the Silver Club Saloon, meaning out back on the patio furniture. Beautiful Newcastle, Colorado-ish. Like many of my guests...
What is that?
Like many of my guests, our almost entire involvement would be being in the same room drunk a lot. I mean, that's
kind of... going down. Should we do some shots?
That's up to you. I got to drive back at some point. I did want to talk to you about, like, a bunch of different stuff. Like, you and I have never really talked, but I've always been like, why can't we just be friends? Like, what's the deal?
We are friends.
I know, but, like, better friends, you know? Talking friends.
Bethany.
That was part of it, for sure. Well, okay, let's start there. You know, part of the reason she wasn't too crazy about you is because, like, one time we were at the Eagles, you, like, busted in the men's bathroom while I was in there pissing so you could piss, and I pretty much saw it. I saw you basically half naked, and she's standing there going, like, what the fuck was that all about? And I'm like, I don't know, I'll talk to her. I didn't call her in. I didn't text her and be like, hey, I'm in here.
Something I would do. Yeah, happens.
So, yeah, I want to talk about the photographer and you. I want to talk about a lot of concert stuff, for sure.
All right.
I think I might ask you about DUI stuff, because that's somewhere you and I are similar, for sure. Maybe some cautionary tale for people that think it can't happen. It will.
It's true.
Absolutely. And more than once, probably. So, like, tell us about you. Like, what... If somebody, like, didn't know you, like, how would you want your friends to describe you to them?
All right. Well, I went to school.
She just gave me the face, like what the fuck? Just blew her mind.
I went to school originally for fashion design, but I found out in school that I was better at photography. So that's
the route.
What
made you want to do fashion?
Because my mom is a seamstress, and I learned how to sew when I was really young from her, and so that's just what my
cool.
One of my talents is.
I kind of like
and
fashion stuff. I hate to admit it, but I watch my fair share of Project Runway, so I think it's cool. I just think it's an interesting medium.
One of the kids that went to the Art Institute in Denver actually went on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he do?
He did really well.
Really?
I can't remember. He was a few years above me, so I can't really remember his name. But I think he went all the way to the finals. I think.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a good program, but when I was there, I got given a camera, and I go to a lot of concerts, and I know a lot of people in the music industry, and so I just started bringing my camera, and found out that I was pretty good at capturing moments on stage.
Right.
So,
it seems like, I'm a big fan of, like, concert photography and stuff like that, but it seems like, to me, like, I kind of rag Adam about this. I'm like, it's kind of cheating. Like, because the whole thing, like, all the action is going to be set up. You got to just figure it out, you know?
I thought you were going to say it.
No,
I've got flies in my face.
But you do other stuff besides that. Like,
mm-hmm.
We'll get into that in a minute. Like, I guess, what was, like, the first thing where you showed somebody and they're like, holy shit, like, this is kind of awesome?
Sworn Asunder was really, like, the first guys that I photographed with my D90. And those pictures came out really awesome. And then just the editing style I started doing was pretty good, too. Because I started with the black and white color with
mm-hmm.
concerts. And that turned out pretty good. And so I just kept with it. And then I know a lot of other bands, so it was just easy for me to start getting press passes.
I need to talk to you about that, because there's a bunch of stuff that I want to, like, go check out. But I don't know, like, I don't know if this technically qualifies as press, but... You know, trying to promote stuff and, you know, I want to talk to some cool
right.
people, but...
Well, no, I think podcasts and radio shows do kind of qualify, because
yeah,
that's how I went to the Telluride Ride Fest, was under the radio station.
Okay. Well, I guess one thing that always, like, say, me and Rob are, like, sitting around drinking, I'm like, how the fuck did she get in all these places? And, like, how did all that shit start? Are you waving me off?
No, I don't know. It just... I've been going to shows since I was, like, 16. And I've just been really lucky with it. At first, like... Because I would go to shows when I was 16 alone. So I made friends with some security guards that worked around Denver. That
right.
still work around Denver. So I started getting to know some of them guys, and then I already knew a lot of band members, you know, just from going and being a part of the scene. She just puts on the sparkly eyes. I do.
Is that really what it is? Because, like, we kind of, like, shit talk. We'd be like, it's just because she's a chick that looks like she's 14. You know, of course a band is going to fucking want to drag her back or whatever. Was that kind of what it was?
Not really. Like, I've never really... I don't know. It wasn't really...
Just happened. Kind of hanging around a lot.
Yeah.
Meet people and just... That's it.
Drinking at the bar and stuff. Yeah.
What was your first, like... Like, have you met, like, big guys, right? Like major metal acts and stuff like that. Like, what was your first, like, you were like, holy shit, like, can't believe I'm sitting here with this guy or this band or whatever?
Probably George from Cannibal Corpse when he played at the Gothic with 1349 and all them. That was probably the coolest.
What happened?
I had a bloody Bible. I did a photo shoot that day in Denver, and I had a bloody Bible, and I took the bloody Bible with me, and I had all of them sign it.
Was it like one of the giant, like, Catholic Bibles? I've been a pain in the ass floating around all night.
No, it was just a, like, little guy. I think the...
You'll find out I get hung up on a lot of dumb shit that derails the entire thing. So, I'm like, oh, big was the Bible?
I don't mind. I'm interested now.
But, no, so I took that Bible with me, and I met the 1349 guys first, and I went down into the dressing room with them while they were getting ready to go on, and they all signed it for me, and then I went out backstage and just had everyone sign it, and then we ended up hanging out with them at the bar after, and it was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Dimmu War Gear was another one. We went to the bar.
That's bizarre. They don't seem like, I don't know, black metal acts like, or is that what they be called? I don't even know what they are.
Yeah. I mean, like, did they go out?
Well, they seem like the guys that, right. Like,
no, they didn't go out in their makeup.
Well, like, do they go out at all? They feel like they hate.
They went out.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they fun guys?
They are pretty cool.
What do they talk about?
We went and sat at the... I don't know, it's pretty drunk. Just
like a Jack Daniels loving type of guy.
Yeah, there was definitely some shots of Jack Daniels that night.
Right.
I don't know, there was a lot of people there, we were just all at the bar hanging out, it was a fun time.
Who maybe, like, surprised you, like, how cool they were or whatever, like, I'm sure a lot of them surprised you, but, like, who was the one that's like, that guy's fucking sweet, like, he's just a nice...
Probably Odorous from Gwar.
I fucking love him, man. Yeah. I wish I could meet him.
I watched Religious with them one time at the Mesa, they were just really cool. Like, they were really cool guys.
He's just such a loudmouth asshole.
Like, I know, yeah. It was probably the most... Well, because, like, I've heard stories of him just being an asshole, you know? And that's the way he is on stage. But he was really cool. He was a really cool guy. And so was George from Cannibal Corpse.
Was there any one that really stuck out? Like, I remember hearing stories. Like, my like, musician, like, famous musician interaction is really limited. I only have a couple. Like, I've told this before, but I'll tell you, I thought it was pretty badass. We went to Mayhem. I might have told you the story. You might have heard it or whatever. But we went to Mayhem. It was, like, Rob, Mike, Bethany, all of us. We went, and it was awesome. It was one of those things, like, have you been to that one? It's at the... What used to be Fiddler's Green, it's like Comfort Dental.
Oh, yeah. No.
Who played that one? Because I think I was at that.
That one?
We actually, a long time ago, went to...
And saw Oz Slayer.
And saw...
Nice.
Yeah, Slayer and Slipknot. And
yeah. This one...
I met Lamb of God at that show. They were cool.
Nice segue.
Randy was really cool.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Because
this one was... The main stage was Five Finger Death Punch, Lamb of God, Rob Zombie, Korn... That's it. And then, of course, like, out in the, I guess it was a parking lot or something, whatever the open ground is before you go in, they have two other stages. They have, like, the Rockstar stage and, like, the Jaeger stage or whatever. And out there was, like, Chimera and Flames.
I know the guys in Chimera.
In this moment, like, she's ridiculous in person. Holy
shit.
we were watching her through the fence, and I'm like, am I going to get in trouble if I jerk off right here? Because she had, like, tits were out and everything. Rob's like, I'll hide you. Just stand behind me.
You got a pocket full of it, man.
No, fuck that. Yeah. Go all out. Okay, so we're in the main stage area, and Rob Zombie was on. Five Finger Death Punch opened it, and they're local guys, so everybody loves them. Lamb of God was ridiculous. Like, I had just gotten into them, and a lot of the songs that they played, I never even really heard before, but the ones that I did know, I was like, holy shit. And, like, in live setting, it's fucking ridiculous how good they are.
Yeah. No, they're really good.
So then Rob Zombie comes up, and, you know, it's fucking 5 hours in. It's hot as balls. The sun finally went down. And I'm like, I'm dying. I got to go get some water or something like that. So everybody's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I got to go get water. What do you want? So I walk out, and I'm coming out of the porthole. And there's a security guy and John Campbell from Lamb of God. They're just standing there shooting the shit. And I, like, walk by, and, like, I didn't completely walk past him, but I was like, what? Like, John Campbell. And he's like, hey, man. I'm like, you guys are fucking awesome. This is holy shit. And he was like, the security guy's like, you're in the bands? You're in one of the bands? He's like, yeah, we just played. I'm like, you dumbass, you don't even know who you're talking to. So I got a picture with him. He was all like, well, you got the new iPhone? I can't even find one. What the fuck? He was super cool. We didn't really talk or nothing, but I got a picture with
was
him.
Was that this year?
That was,
no.
It would have been at least two, maybe even three. I think two. But yeah, that was pretty cool.
When I saw Lamb of God, it was like in 05.
So they were just getting at it, pretty much.
Yeah, they just had their one CD out.
I know a rock star-ish, but I mean, I knew him before he was at Chase and Otep, their drummer.
Oh, really?
Their new drummer. Yeah, they've had a few, but they just put him on permanently, touring.
Nice.
So anytime he comes through Denver, you know, hook it up and see the show for free.
I have a friend that she does an MMA podcast, and Otep is her shit. Like, she loves that band.
Oh, well, the funny part is he's, like, really death metal drummer, like, super hardcore. So he had to, like, learn how to slow down and play with them a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, well, and me and my friend Brett, who I met him through, we just kind of made fun of him because we're like, Otep sucks.
I'm not really a big fan of Otep. The Opeth guys, I met them. They were really cool. That was like
what the hell happened to those guys? Like, why?
They went cheesy.
They replaced their guitar player with a new guy who's like a virtuoso.
But yeah, but then they started like fucking drummer smoking a lot of hash and like not being interested in like what got them in the game. Like, Rob is hardcore Opeth fan and he fucking hates him now, you know? Like, but you know what? I gave that album a shot and it's fucking not good. Like, under any standards, like, unless you're super fucking high, I guess maybe you'll hear
Michael
something.
Michael does a lot of side projects, so maybe he's distracted. I don't know, yeah,
you know what though? I always think that like metal must at some point just get boring, you know? Because like, I mean, you have guys that are fucking brilliant, you know, that come up with some amazing shit, but then they got to do that shit for if they hit, they got to do it for 20 years, 30 years. Like, what I remember when Metallica had their 30th anniversary, I'm like, Jesus Christ, like that shit must just get. I mean, I'm sure it doesn't get old completely, because you still do it.
Well, now they have some movie coming out, too.
I saw that. It's like a weird IMAX thing. Yeah. And I saw, like, weird. The trailer, and I don't really understand what's going on. It's like a kid.
Yeah.
It's like that runs into, like, all the stuff in the songs or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of bizarre. Huh. It seems interesting.
Oh, right. No, I read about it. It's like he's a roadie. It's like a story of a kid that's, like, a roadie for Metallica or something like that, or a roadie in the... Huh. In the business.
But it's fictional. It's not like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll probably see it. I'm a total
weird
fag, so...
I love Metallica circa 1980...
I get so sick of people saying that, though. It's just like, we know. Everybody knows. Like, they were better then. It's like, can't... I've been over the last couple of weeks, been listening to Saint Anger, and I like that album. It sounds like shit, but I like the songs, so... I don't know. Whatever.
Greg Hammond is one of my favorite guitar players. So
yeah, he's pretty good.
Him also.
Somebody should hide his wah pedal. Getting sick of that shit. But...
it's cheating, bro.
Like being a concert photographer. I'm just kidding. Right. You know what? I forgot that you did modeling. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen. I mean, not forgot. I know, obviously. But how did that shit start? Same thing. Kind of. You're just a person that just opportunity just slams into your face every once in a while, or what?
I guess, yeah. Well, a lot of it started off, like, with other photographers I know doing different things. And I was just working with them. It's not really something I was pursuing, you know. Because...
Can you... Okay, Rob talked about this one. I can't believe I forgot about this, but... He went with you one time. He went to two separate shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that day?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell that? Like...
Yeah.
Because I'm sure his take on the whole thing was totally different than yours, but maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I'm hoping it's pretty close.
It was in Denver, and it was actually with a pretty good photographer. What's his name? Hold on. I met with him first, and we did a shoot there. It was a high fashion shoot, and then we went to a cemetery, and did a shoot with leather masks with Vincent Caltone is the mask guy, and he hand makes these leather masks in Denver. And so I went to the cemetery after the high fashion shoot.
I think what really hit Rob about that weekend was like the drop off in professionalism, let's say. Like, she's at the high fashion one the day before or whatever, and then they just meet this fucking guy and he's got all this shit in the truck and all that stuff.
Yeah. In a cemetery, in a really smelly cemetery. It was pretty gross.
What do you mean smelly? Like, oh, what?
Yeah. Like dead bodies. It did like, smell like death. It did.
What?
And we did this shoot with these masks. The masks are actually really cool, and I do want to work with him again now that I have my own, because his masks are amazing. Like, he's not a photographer. He wanted a model for his masks, and I met him through the agency I was going through at the time, and he told me, I was aware that he was not a photographer, he just wanted to shoot the masks, and so that's what we did, that was the point.
How would you have felt if Rob wasn't with you that day? Because I think Rob would have felt weird if you weren't with him that day.
Right.
Well, first of all, like, why would he be meeting this fucking guy? Right. Second of all, it's just a seedy place and a weird fucking hatchback or whatever.
Some random
Yeah,
guy.
The first one was really professional, and I ended up working with him again. Like, it was a sad situation. The photos on that turned out amazing, but his camera crashed or something, and so I never got those photos, and so he did another shoot with me again. And his name was IC Productions. I can't remember his actual name, but he's good.
Nice. Yeah. Do you enjoy that? I talked to a lot of models. I've only talked to one photographer so far, but I guess. But
I like doing the artsy stuff. You know, I don't want to do like the super sexy. I'm in a bikini stuff. I want to do the sexy alternative.
I'm with you. I don't care for, like it's funny because I follow like
I want to do an art form. I don't want to just put pretty pictures out.
Right, like I follow like Radek and like Hugo V and those guys. And like, I mean, I don't know where the fuck those guys are at, but they know some hot bitches. And that's fine. Like everybody, like I can appreciate that, but like I get bored of that stuff. Like I'd rather see something from fucking Lucifer Divinitas or, you know, even Eric Smith. I mean, because they always come up with, you know, just banana stuff. And I do like that a lot. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a line. You know, if it's a Hugo V and the chick is doing a hand bra, it's like, all right, I'll stop for a second. Fuck. I asked this about, or from every model, like, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened when you were doing modeling? I was recently
probably
informed
the cemetery shoot, but it was that weird.
But that went well, right?
It did go pretty well.
What the fuck am I still doing here type thing? Did that ever happen to you?
Not really. I've been really careful about who I've worked with, though. There is this
one. How do you choose? Just by other people? You ask around or what?
No, a lot of times it's either already somebody I already know or somebody, you know, that I do ask around about. Because you don't want to put yourself in that kind of situation, especially if you're a little girl, you know?
Right.
So.
But you're not exactly, like, you know, tiny or...
Or defenseless.
Defenseless, exactly. That's what I was going for. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. But still, you
Okay, how about
know.
This? Because the little I do know about you, like, do you get along with other models if there's more than one?
Yeah. I've done modeling shows.
Oh, yeah. You've never been like, I'm going to freaking throw that bitch down the runway.
No, usually they're pretty cool. One of my favorite models I've met is Rosalina, and she did stuff for Coors, and they flew out to Hawaii and stuff. And we had a jewelry show. I can't remember the name of the place. It was in Denver.
I don't care about any of these names, really.
But, yeah. don't stress over it. Grew weed, and that's something we had in common, and so we just hung out the whole time and talked about it, and we still talk. She's really cool.
Right on.
She's probably one of the coolest I've met.
It's just, I don't know why I'm so fascinated by that whole
The only
culture,
reason
you know?
That some are hard to get along with is just because they're little bitches.
Anyways. Egos, though. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's what I hear a lot, like, you know, well, here's one thing that always fascinates me. Like, it's the pictures and the art is whatever. I'm going to like it or not.
Right.
But the one thing that always gets me is the psychology behind all that stuff and, like, how there is an image, and a lot of times the image completely doesn't match the actual person.
Right.
I don't know why, like, why can't there just be some fucking cunt out there that just says she's a cunt, and, you know, she's really hot, and everybody knows that she sucks.
And then takes a bunch of cunt pictures.
There should be.
I love how excited he got about that just now. He's like, I'm going to lean in here. That's funny. I didn't mean to say cunt so many times in a row.
I'm like, you can say cunt? Cool.
All right. Just opened up the conversation. And then, like, I find that out a lot doing this. Like, talking about, you don't have to do sign language now. What the fuck? Just tell him.
Tell him go get a beer.
Yeah.
All right.
Get a shot of Fireball. Do you want a shot?
No. Not of that shit, no way.
Well, what do you want?
No, I'm good.
Fine.
And I always find that stuff out, like, when I'm...
You're welcome.
When I'm trying to book. And, like, trying to book this is, like, it's gotten a lot easier, but at first it was fucking bullshit. Like, well, because a lot of people are like you. Like, well, what's it for? Where is it? Is it live? When is it forever? Like, yes, shut up. Just... But then, like...
I was a little worried at first, but
we're it's good now, bad. Right?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I've hit up a lot of people, and, like, not just models. It's everybody. Bands. There's this one chick. She finally did respond, and I might... Like, I get a chip if you take too long. Like, if I send you an email and it's 4 months later that you're just barely going, oh, here's a number for my agent. I'm like, kind of lost interest, and now I'm mad. So, but, yeah, a lot of times it comes out in that whole, like, well, how am I going to be compensated type of shit? And, like, you're not. Like, you're doing me a favor, and I'm trying to help you, you know, however I can.
It's exposure either way.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know, that stuff's really bizarre. But, like, do you think you're pretty easy to work with that way?
I think so, for the most part.
Is there anything you wouldn't do?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff I wouldn't do. Like, as in modeling, or as in photography, or as in...
Modeling, basically.
I wouldn't do, like, nudes. I don't do the sexy stuff. Like, if a random guy hits me up and is like, oh, let me take some nude photos of you, they're going to be artistic. That's... You're not going to want to do that.
Well, I feel like if you're wanting to do that, and you shouldn't say that they're going to be artistic. Like, that's the one, like,
Come on, Harley Marley.
If they don't
say
anything about it, then I'm like, all right, you know.
Marley! Listen to me.
I feel like if he's like nudes and he's like, don't worry, it'll be artistic, I feel like that's the, like, no.
Yeah, no.
No amount of money you'd do that? I've asked that of most models, like, and one had the husband with him, and he's like, the money was X, and maybe, you know, but no.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm a photographer. I can do it my damn self, you know, if I wanted to. It's just... It's the comfortable factor, especially, like, I would be more comfortable around a female photographer doing something like that than a male, because males, a lot of male photographers get into it just to meet girls, and just to be around girls, and just to get them.
Guy with camera is a term that I was recently made privy to.
Exactly. And, like, there's this joke, like, going around, because I had a Model Mayhem account, but, like, and they would have this little banner up, like, don't, if you go to a shoot and they pull out an iPhone, leave, you know. type of deal. And, like, that is
the case.
They
pull out only an iPhone?
That is the case, and that was the awkward...
Does that actually happen?
Well, no, that was what was awkward about what we did in the cemetery with Vincent, was we already knew that he wasn't a photographer, but he pulls out, like, a little camera, you know, and it's...
But you knew that he wasn't there for...
You guys, mine's a podcast.
As long as you keep quiet. I'm just kidding.
We are in a bar, folks. We are in a bar.
We are in an actual public establishment, so everything that happens is just deal with it. Shut up.
We got a fucking camera right here, guys.
All right, we're live. Fucking MSNBC. Chris Matthews. Fuck. Chris Hansen is what I meant to say. Damn
Chris
it.
Chris Hansen.
I wrecked the whole joke twice.
Chris Hansen.
Three times, actually.
Three times? But, like, going into that, you knew that that's not what it was about. It was about his mask and stuff, right?
But that's the only situation I've ever been in, and I already knew.
Right.
But you don't want to get in that situation.
Well, so what do you want to do with all this stuff? Because it's like, one thing
I
cannot stand
I was in
right
it
now,
for the art, and now I'm leaning more towards me as a photographer and my art, which I have yet to take pictures of myself in a modeling setting. And
how would you
I'm
do that? Like a timer type of thing, or what?
Well, I have a cord that I can take, and I also have a tripod, but it is a little difficult to set up. And a lot of the times, I've had Jessica Hedges assist me with some of that, but I want it my style, and usually she'll shoot the camera her style, and that's...
Of course.
I want it, you know... I have yet... There are a lot of girl photographers that can take really amazing photos in this house. I just really haven't. I have with friends. I'll turn the camera around, you know, and I'll do that, but that's not the same.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this sounds personal, like I should be sitting here.
You're all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, especially now that you're really uncomfortable, you have to stay. But like, what do you want to do with that? Like, do you want to try and do like what all these other guys are doing, trying to get out there and make some money? Or I'm hoping.
Well, eventually. But right now, for me, my photography. I mean, I do make money off of it. You know, through selling some photos and whatnot.
But like really, for bands and stuff like that, or
yeah. But really, I just want to do it for the art, and it's what I like to do. And right now, you know, I just started concert photography probably 2 years ago, maybe. I've had my camera for about 2 years. So it's still pretty new. And I went to school a little bit for photography, but I didn't finish, you know, because I was already in the fashion design program for so long.
Right. I was on the phone with Eric couple days ago, and it's actually why I contacted you again, because I asked you this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And lately I've been trying to like get fucking Jim Ross from WWE and Bailey J from Tranny Porn and all that kind of stuff, like, because I actually had some success getting some names, you know. So I kind of focused on only that for a while, and then I'm like, well, this isn't working. I get, you know, a bunch of emails don't get returned. I'm like, all right, I need
I have
to
some friends that
refocus,
I could probably,
you know,
get on the show for you.
It'd be awesome. But then like him and I were talking, and I mentioned you, and he was like, he said that, like, your Photoshop skills are, like, fucking second to none. Like, how did that happen?
That was school. I went.
So you learned
mostly
all that shit for...
Well, I learned a lot on my own with my Photoshopping skills and stuff, but a lot of it, I went to the design program.
Right.
So a lot of our, like, blueprints and design work for the fashion went into Photoshop and came, like... It was a lot. It's really digital nowadays.
Yeah.
And so that's how I learned.
Isn't it? Like, there's
yeah,
not very
pretty
many.
Much, well... Basically, I mean, there's certain things you still have to draw, and there's certain things you have to do, but most of your design work does go in the computer. So, and then I started doing flyers for Mesa Theater when it was the old owners, like under Christian Herrera. Me and him had Flawless Marketing and Promotions. So I started doing flyers, and I'm just pretty good, like... You can tell my style, though. Like, I have a certain style.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, like I said on the phone, or I think, I was on the phone. Like, you have one of my favorite pictures of Rob, an Ancient Wind, that is out there. And there's a bunch, you know? Like, there's us with the fucking iPhones, you know, trying to be cool, you know? And then there's, like, Adam and some other guys that go and do that. And, like, but you have the coolest one. And it might even be, like, a perspective issue, because being smaller, like, everything, to me, everything you take at a concert is, like, gigantic. And that's what I like about it. Like, obviously, like... I feel like Adam does a lot of, like top-down type of stuff.
Right.
Which I like that, too, because it's obviously different. But, like, we have a guy like Rob. He's fucking 6'3", you know, 350 or whatever he is.
We have a 5-foot-nothing girl shooting him.
I mean, you make him look like a fucking giant, and it's awesome.
No, it's not only that. I also, the lens I have is perspective, too. But, see, my style, I like a lot of light play. And that picture that you're talking about has light play. And
it's almost all shadows, too.
Right.
It makes him look really fucking ominous and mean, you know?
Right.
Just like it.
Yeah. But I like light play. I have this photo of Kyle from Murder Cafe, and it looks like he's on fire. Mm-hmm. And it's the lights around him when I took the picture. And then I also took a picture of my friend Christina.
So all that stuff that does look like flames and shit, that's not added?
No, that's all on camera.
Sam Amoran, I don't know.
That's
all
on camera.
I assume everything. Really? That's amazing.
Nikon?
It is a Nikon D90.
I've got five bases, 7 lenses.
Nice.
So I'm kind of listening a little bit, trying to...
Well, what do
go
you
for
do?
It.
What do,
no,
what do
listen
do?
In. Listen
I
in.
I just like taking pictures, like camping, hunting.
Naked women.
But this picture,
really
I'll have to show
that.
You this picture.
Right.
This picture of Christina, this is all in camera, and it's really hard to tell if you don't know. But I took the picture, and then I stepped over. And it's her shadow in lights right next to her. And it turned out really amazing. Like, you can see, like... Come on, flip.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, the shadow in the lights.
Yeah, that's all on camera, too.
That's pretty wild. Check that out.
That's the type of style. I figured out that I'm really good with light play, so that's just kind of on my own time. Like, I don't do it at big shows.
Jesus Christ.
I usually just keep the same lens. Like, when I do concerts, crazy stuff happens at concerts. I want to bring minimal damage to the equipment I have. So usually I just bring one lens, and that's the lens I have in one flash. You know,
you can buy an array of shades to go over your lenses.
Filters? Yeah, I have filters.
That's old
but
school.
For concerts, that's kind of hard because you don't want to filter out the light. You know,
well,
so
especially
you know,
the ones we go to, unless it's like an
in a daytime, yeah. But that's I'm really good at festival photography, and so that's I do a lot of festivals in the summers and stuff.
Me too.
But on my free time, I go to my friend's shows and I just mess around with my light play ideas and all that, and it usually turns out pretty well.
Who's like the like a band or a musician that you were like really like? They took their thing and made it like a profile picture or whatever, like you're like, holy shit, that's cool. Like I see Adam have that every once in a while, like I don't know the bands that he's into and all that kind of stuff, but there was one guy that took his picture and like made it his Facebook profile.
Right.
He was like, holy shit, you know. Does that happen?
Yeah, it's happened a few times. I think one of the ones that was the coolest, it wasn't necessarily a profile picture, but this picture I took of Kerry King. It was his cover photo for a little while. And also
really?
Metal Blade Magazine.
That's huge.
Metal Blade Magazine also bought the photo from me. And it's a really good photo. And I know some of the photographers from that show. It was Mayhem last year in 2011. And they don't have any pictures like this. And it's the setup. It's what I see. And it's what I perceive. And I usually have a really good setup going. I like to have the entire... I want you to look at the entire photo, not
right.
just one thing.
No, I like that stuff.
That's
like,
what's hard with concert photography, because it's hard to get all five people on and make it look good. And it's really hard to make your eyes go all over the photo.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking sick picture. What is that? What's next to him?
My logo.
The chains?
Oh, no. That's a part of his outfit. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's a sick picture. I'll try to grab these and post them so people have a visual aid
right.
when they listen to this.
Yeah, that was kind of one of those moments where I was like, maybe I am pretty good at this.
Well, yeah, what do you mean, kind of?
Well,
like,
you know, like
probably,
I have a lot of respect for other concert photographers. I don't see them as a threat to me because I have my own style, and I understand that. And actually, a few years ago, when I first had my camera, I had my camera for about a year, Adam called me, and he's like, do you want to come to the bayou and meet me? And I went, and he apologized to me for he perceived me as a threat. And I explained to him, I was like, Adam, I love your photography. You're one of my favorite locals around here, and we have a completely different style. I mean, it's not fair to compare each other.
Right.
Because it's an art, you mm-hmm. know? You're not going to compare Michelangelo with fucking Banksy, and that's what you're doing here.
Right.
Like, and I'm not trying to, like, say that. It's just my style's erratic and crazy. And Adam is an excellent photographer, but he's more mainstream.
He seems to me more about, like, the method. Like, because he's, you know, he's going to class and school
right,
and all
right,
that
right.
stuff. And I feel like... I don't think it's a downfall at all. I think it's amazing because
he's
gotten a lot better just in the last
two years. I love Adam's work. He's just, it's typical, a lot of it. It's, a lot of it is, I see it and I know it's him, but I could also see other concert photographers doing some of those shots.
Right.
And I mean, I even have some of the same shots, like some of the Motorhead shots, like, if I were to post some of the Motorhead shots, they'd probably look almost exactly the same mm-hmm. when we were there taking photos at Mayhem.
This is the only good concert photo I've ever taken, but I think it's pretty sick. That's,
who is that?
That's Jake from Ancient
Oh,
Wind.
Okay, Jake, yeah, okay.
So,
oh, nice.
iPhone, it's all right. Not like I'm trying to do it, but...
One of my favorites, one of the ones I
He's
usually show... I really love the one of Kerry King, but I also have this one of Sworn Asunder, and it's... It's not even a big band, but
is that the one of Chris where he's like, is that Chris?
No, yeah, but
okay.
No, it's Dante, and Dante's kneeling on stage, and it's half black and white. It's half black and white, and then half purple. And it's, the purple part is, hold on. I actually looked at this photo the other, just earlier, I showed him. It is one of my favorites, though.
I like the fact that, like,
and it's, they're at not first even I was getting kind
of
bugged.
It's like, you don't have to show me every picture, but, like, what I'm gathering is, like, you're super proud of a lot of this stuff. And that's
cool.
This is
one of my
favorite
pictures, and it's not even a big band. And I just really like, I like the way it's edited. It kind of has feeling to it, you know?
Right.
You feel like you're there.
Are you getting the deal on me?
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know. I'll have to look at
the And that's one of my favorites, and I don't know why. I've just been drawn to that one.
Yeah.
Oh, we got company again, so.
Bar camaraderie.
We are in a bar.
We had a pretty good quiet run for a while. Let's see where we're at. Oh, yeah, we're doing good. I really think you should do... No, we're good. I think you should definitely pursue stuff. Like, especially if you're already selling stuff, that's pretty major, right? I mean, like, that doesn't happen for somebody that's just kind of doing
it. That was the first photo I sold, and that was pretty amazing. Well, I emailed them the photos, because I was just there as freelance, you know?
Right.
So I emailed some of my best photos from them to them, and they, like, hit me back, and they're like, oh, my God, okay.
Right on.
Like, wow.
Was it, like, a lot of money?
It was quite a bit.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Have you ever been, like, have you ever thought about, like, trying to get a job with them or anything like that? Or is it all freelance shit?
You know, what I want to do in some of my favorite photography is photojournalism.
Right.
And so that's what I kind of want to do.
Well, that, like, meaning outside, like the Farmageddon book kind of? Huh? The Farmageddon book is kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
The one that Adam made up?
Yeah, that's kind of photojournalism.
Right? I'm talking about... It's like a story...
I'm talking about, like, war photography and...
Oh, like, real shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I want a job with National Geographic.
Well, give me your... You got a card?
Which one... Like, what, like, has happened lately that you were like, fuck, wish I was over there or something? Like, not wish I was over there, but wish I could see that. Anything?
Probably the protests in Egypt. There were some amazing photos that came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also just all the stuff in the last couple years with the Occupy and, like, the Anonymous, like... Some of that I really wish I was there for. And I actually did go up to Denver and do some street photos for Occupy. But
it what did you make of that experience? Because, like, my entire involvement with that was, like, I listened to Opie and Anthony, obviously. Mm-hmm. And one day Opie went down to the park, and all he did was he had an iPhone or whatever it was, and he just walked through the park one time. And he edited it together a little bit. It was like 6 minutes altogether. But it seemed a little bit unstructured and not really focused.
The Denver one was not structured and focused. It was more like bums just camping out, having a reason to get drunk and scream at people, is what I perceived.
Government!
Yeah. It wasn't very structured. Some of the photos that I've seen come out of the other protests around are just amazing, though. And that's the type of style I want to do. I want to photograph real stuff. Real in the moment feelings and emotions. That's
what am I? How old are you though?
26.
Why don't you get out there and do that?
It's hard to get into. A lot of
it's probably harder now because now
it's
like
harder
even,
now.
Like, even
well,
like CNN has like those
mobile
the
Chicago
reporters and shit like that.
Tribune fired 7 photographers, 2 of them Pulitzer Prize winners, and replaced them with iPhones. So
right, that's what I was saying.
And
like,
they have a course now that teaches iPhone photography, and I'm a photographer, and I usually rarely use my phone for photography. I don't really...
Well, that's not what it's for. Phone is for when you're fucking
right.
At the Eagles Club drunk with none
and
of your friends.
It's terrible. Like, I think that's
someone
the
took
most,
their dick out, and you're like, hey, look at that. You know, like, that's what the iPhone's for.
I think that's the most terrible thing, and that's what's scaring me right now is... my future job. Like, what is my future job going to hold if I do want to go out there? Because you're probably less likely going to get killed walking around in a war zone with an iPhone than a camera, you know? Because
oh,
they
is that
do
the angle they try to say?
Huh?
Is that the angle they try to come
no,
out with?
No. Well, the Chicago Tribune, probably not, but it's... Huh.
It's an interesting point, though.
It is. And it's a little scary because you do have your phone... all the time, constantly. I don't bring my camera everywhere.
Right.
I don't. Like, it's kind of a lot to carry around. But I have my phone.
Adam cracks me up because he's always got the fucking duffel bag. And he's always ready. Now, I'll give him this. He's always ready to go.
Always prepared.
But it's like, fuck, dude. Like,
yeah.
It's just funny because, like, one time...
There's certain
one time
times
he,
I don't want to carry it around.
When the freak show was in Grand Junction, and I was talking about Megan Machine, and I think Francesca Destruct is at that one too, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
I was like, fuck, like there's two people that I really wanted to have on a podcast. Mm-hmm. And he fucking comments, he's like, not everything's about a podcast, bro. And I wanted to smash him so bad. I'm like, you fucking asshole. You're always around the camera, you dick.
Right?
Not everything's about taking
pictures. You know, a passion
pictures.
Is a passion. And wow. I have done photography for a while. Like, I've had a Nikon for a long time. But it was a film one. You know, the D90 was the first digital I got.
Right.
And at first, I didn't really know how to use it. I'm still learning. I am. Because I went to school for design work, not mm-hmm. really photography. So my expertise is really in Photoshop and, like, other editing
things.
Well,
yeah, that's what Eric brought that to my attention, because I couldn't tell. You know, I understand, like, if I'm looking at, like, a bikini shot, like, I can find, like, ripples where they try to make her look thinner or whatever. I know that type of Photoshop.
Oh.
But I don't understand, like, he's like, go look at her shit and go look at Adam's shit and then look at my stuff. Like, she is, like, next level with the editing and all that kind of stuff. And it is pretty amazing.
Well, me and Eric did the one and only photo shoot me and Eric did was a kidnapping. And it was with
nice.
Brett. It was with Brett Tenza.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the way I edited my photos, I sent him, because I had my camera there, too, and I was taking pictures, and I was doing certain things. And the way I edited mine was just dark. And he didn't, he like
Slaughter
even.
Slaughter Gulch Road, is that really a road?
Yeah, it's in Newcastle.
Oh, shit. Nice.
But yeah, and he even commented
I think there should be
then,
more tears, but whatever.
He even commented then, he's like, oh my god, like, you have a really good eye.
I'm finding out he's, you know, quickly, he's a very good egg. He's good at, you
he's
know,
a good
give,
person
giving
to
you,
know.
Giving you constructive feedback.
No, I call,
stuff, you know?
I had this fight with this band this weekend, because I'm doing promotions,
mm-hmm.
and it's no cash value.
It was no cash value.
Yeah, there was, no cash value had no value at all. It was
Whoa.
A shit show to begin
Put
with.
Put her name on it.
It was yeah. a shit show to begin with. The guy, Richard, the band manager, singer, he was not even an original member of the band. He came in and fired his fiddler, which was an original member, and the fiddler was like, no, fuck you, dude. Like,
right. You don't fire me.
Yeah. And it basically went down like that, and I had to go out and talk to him. I was like, look, if you want to make big decisions like this, that's fine. But you need to tell me before sound check so we can cancel you if we need to.
Right.
And I had to have this conversation with him. And his attitude was piss poor all night. He was just being a dick. And so I went up to the door and I counted the door money because he emptied out my bar because he was being such an asshole. And so I went up and I counted the door money and I went and told him. I went and told him that this is what I've made from the door so far. You have a choice. You can play for these people that are here to see you, or you don't have to play, and I can give this money to Dirty Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck that, I'm not playing. And he got in the guitarist's face. The guitarist was on stage, like, playing a song. And he got in Tim's face. No, he's just a fucking prima donna. Well, yeah, I did some shots of Jack with him. But
what do you mean some? Because more than three for most people is probably too much. But
It was probably a little over three.
Alcohol-fueled prima donna.
I did six shots before I choked him out when I kicked him out. anyway, right. We'll get to that part. But so he's just being a prima donna. The security guard, Boris, almost kicked him out. And I went up and I told him, I was like, look, we really don't want you to play, but here's the deal. If you do want to play, you can play. Blah, blah, blah. He's like freaked out. And so he's getting in the guitarist's face on stage, and I grab him by the neck, and I start pulling him out of the bar.
You're on his shoulders.
And Boris comes up and grabs me and tells me to go for now. You know, he's just like, go. Go. Right. I don't need you killing this guy. And then Pedro, like, he's on stage getting his stuff because he's out. You know, he's done. Dirty Electric is going to step up and play the rest of the night for the people that are there that paid. And they got paid. Richard went online talking shit about this. But, so anyways, Richard gets pulled off stage and thrown out of the back door, and, like, the door is locked, and they're like, we will bring your equipment to you. We don't want you here.
Right.
So anyways, the band ends up breaking up over this because of how much of a fucking asshole this guy is being and ruining things. And,
I think it's really funny how, you're super fair and pragmatic up until you slap a Kimura on a guy. I want to get into that a little bit because, like, now this is the part where you might start waving me off, but don't, I'm not, again, this is not expose time, you know, like, I want, fuck you, train. I want to be able to do this again and not be like, that guy was a fucking dick, you know?
No, I'm not going
to. Do you feel like, okay, like, if you're going to be like, let's say you land a gig and you're in Egypt and some asshole with a bread helmet comes up to you and starts jawing, like, are you going to be able to, like, contain yourself enough to... Because you're very, like I said, you're very energetic,
no,
let's say.
No, I'd probably slam him down to the ground and put him in his place, and then he probably wouldn't fuck with me.
No,
will be the first, but so would I if I'm doing photojournalism in Egypt.
Would you be like that guy in True Lies when they go up there and he's got the camera like that and he's like...
right? Just rig it up. I mean, any photojournalist,
like,
you have
a temper.
I do have,
like,
a temper.
Like, you're sweet, demure... good-looking, but, like, you're kind of a psychopath, right? I mean...
It's true.
What is
I
that?
I take guys down. I will be the first person in the room to take the biggest guy down.
But what is that?
And put him in his place. I mean...
Yeah, Katrina. Sure. What is that?
Dr. Phil time.
It's probably Napoleon syndrome. I don't know.
I didn't think girls had that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, that, and that's another weird thing. Like, you don't even bother with women. Like, you beat men up.
Like, well, women don't have a chance against me. At least guys can hit me in the face and I'll still go at them.
Have you been really clocked by a guy?
One time.
You take it?
Or did
you...
I took it.
You didn't go out?
I had a black eye for like 3 months. No, I didn't go out. I took a machete to him, though. So I kind of had it coming.
Let's not fucking stroll by that little gem. What are you talking about?
We had this party.
Allegedly, by the way, allegedly.
Allegedly. Maybe I shouldn't tell this story.
Well, no, if it's like an actual problem for you to tell it, don't tell it, because...
I tell this story. It's
I understand, right. But if it's... Yeah, but this is
he
forever,
might be illegal.
Sort of.
All right. Maybe we should skip the story.
Well, how about this? You had a fork, and then what happened?
Okay. Well, no, we had this, white rapper versus Mexican rapper party at my brother's house. It was not my idea.
That was the theme of the party?
No, that was the two crews that Raven booked. So we had this party.
Oh, that wasn't on the flyer?
No.
I wouldn't have went then. Fuck that.
We had this party. It was a private party. We had a bunch of rappers there, and the cops came, and all the Mexican rappers ran out of the house and hid, right?
Of course.
So we locked the doors after the cops left, and we continued to party, and two of the Mexicans were on the roof still. And they came down. This is a true story. It's a true story. They came down, and the doors were locked, and they started beating on the doors. And eventually they got let in, and they started shit with my brother Logan. They went up to him. They're like, oh, you locked us out of your house. And Logan's like, hey, it's cool. Have a shot. And the guy's like, no, fuck you, and punches him. So
why
my brother.
Why would they care anyway? Cops are gone. Who gives a fuck?
Right. My
Did they have shit inside or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
My brother's pregnant girlfriend at the time pushes him upstairs. So it's me and a lesbian and a gay guy in front of these guys. And so
were they
I was
Mexican
like,
too?
The gang was Mexican coming after us.
Trying to make a joke, Jesus.
It was, they were coming after the people that lived at the house, and Christian lived at the house. And so it was a gay guy and a gang of Mexicans. So I was like, I got this. And I go out to my Jeep and I grab my machete and I stand at the front door with both hands on the blade. And I'm like, you're leaving right now. And the leader Mexican dude comes up and grabs the blade. And I was like, you're a fucking idiot. And I slice him. And his hands slice open. And he, like, falls to the ground. And I take it to his leg. And then I have it at his neck. And Christian walks up and picks me off of him.
Fuck.
Like, just picks me up off of him. And takes me outside. And he takes my machete away.
This is
going to
be like fucking Telemundo now. Yeah. After hours fucking security cameras. What's the matter with you? No, okay, I'll say this. Like, okay.
He grabbed the blade.
Exactly.
I didn't go
that's
him.
A bit of a, I mean, if not aggression, that's an act of intimidation
that's
for sure.
That's kind of self-defense right there, really. I mean, it's a little crazy to have a machete on hand in your Jeep, but as far
always.
As just defending yourself, I don't know. If you're outnumbered and you've got a weapon.
Yeah, if there's a house full of Mexicans and one grabs the blade, what are you going to do? I mean, Jesus.
So anyways, I'm outside, Christian takes my machete, and I'm smoking. So three girls run up and grab me, and the guy that's all bloody comes out and hits me. And it hit me in the eye, and I started bleeding.
Let me ask you something. Do you feel like you might have deserved that a little bit?
No.
All right.
He hit my brother. He grabbed the blade.
Fair enough.
I didn't. Well, maybe when I had it to his neck. I mean, two wounds were good enough, right?
Yeah, that I think just like.
Well, that's technically three.
Good enough, really.
Did you cut both of his hands?
It was both. Well, he grabbed the blade. Like,
that's three. Two strikes, three wounds.
Well, it was once.
He can't ever play the guitar anymore.
He was a rapper.
How's his family gonna make a fuck?
He was a rapper, so he's all right.
The same way again.
He's an untalented musician.
Ooh, that's an interesting thought. Like, he can't ever jerk off without thinking of you. He goes to be like fuck. And he's got like a weird like callus nubbin on the side.
It's harsh. It's harsh.
Well,
I am fighting.
Are you afraid that any of this stuff is gonna like get in your way? Because like here's what I ask. Okay, this is why I'm getting into this. I pray to Jesus Christ or whoever it is that we're not stuck here with like semi talent and that this is just all we do.
Right.
You know.
I hope not either.
And like you, like
it has gotten in the way. I mean, I did spit on 7 cops and I got some felonies for that. And you know.
Well, you spent how long were you away?
Only 3 months.
I thought you were gone for, like, a year.
No.
You just lay low for a while, or what?
Well, no. It was only 3 months.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what happened there?
I just went to jail, and...
Why?
Because I spit on 7 cops.
Why were 7 cops surrounding you?
Well, it was after I already got arrested and was in the jail. So that's why.
Why were you in the jail?
I got a DUI. I was actually out with Rob that night at Bayou.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 2 margaritas. I think I got roofied. It was at a karaoke night. And I left. Yeah.
I'm the guy. Yeah. Just kidding.
No, I left. I left, and because I started not feeling good, so I left. And I stopped at a gas station to pump gas, and I don't really remember a whole lot from there. The cops stopped me when I was pumping gas. I wasn't in the car or anything, and they arrested me. And then... I don't know.
And then, you know,
but I woke
if I'm wrong,
with a
if
really
I'm wrong,
high charge.
Right. If I'm wrong, tell me. But, like, I mean, you're kind of in a position where, like, you can't really get in trouble for, like, a long time, right?
No, I'm not on probation or anything.
That's
right
not
now.
What I mean, though. They're just, like, because you have a pretty, I mean, your rap sheet's slightly longer than mine.
It is.
So, does that worry you at all? Like,
yeah. A little bit.
Does it, like... Is, like the idea of, like thought stopping and stuff like that, does that happen more or not really? Meaning, you know, you're not so quick to fucking punch a guy out, or are you still...
No, I'm pretty quick to punch a guy out, still. I just... When guys start, like, messing with me and getting me mad, that's just something I don't tolerate. And I'll be the first person to put them in their place, you know?
But where
I
does
just
that
don't
come
like
from,
that.
Though? Like, what?
I don't know. I really
your brother's
don't know.
Like,
I
did your brother fuck
yeah.
around you when you were little?
Yeah, he did. He beat me up all the time.
So really the root of all this is Logan.
It might not be. Let's
is
not
that,
say that.
What is it? I'm curious.
I like, don't know. It's not really something...
You didn't have like a dad that was whooping your shit? Whooping
no,
your
my...
Like that,
I never
shit.
Grew up with my dad.
Oh. There you go. That could be part of it.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think a lot of it is my grandma is pretty feisty too, and I get a lot of that from her. And I'm also, you know, I was born with fetal alcohol syndrome, so.
So was I.
Yeah, that has a
just
lot
kidding,
to do.
I really wasn't.
That has a lot to do with attitude balances. It's not really like bipolar or anything, but you can, you know, you have differences in your demeanor for sure.
Right. I just that stuff is interesting to me because like I don't know how you are, but, like, I wish I was more like a fighter, you know? And I wish it was more like you weren't going to go to jail for punching a guy.
I can
well, most guys
myself,
that get beat up by a 5-foot-nothing girl
control.
Don't call the cops because they're a little embarrassed.
I don't, like
I don't even
that.
Mean that. I mean, like, you can't fucking be in front of a bar and get in a scrap with a guy without charges or, you know, getting
yeah,
arrested or whatever.
Much.
And I think it's weird, like...
Yeah, but they don't expect it out of a little girl.
Do they turn a blind eye to it ever? Like, obviously, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
like, club
a
owners and stuff like
time.
Will. But, like, do they always take your word? Like, you're like, he was fucking around with me, so I fucking punch him in the dick.
Sometimes. sometimes they're just probably like, no, Katrina. People that know me, they're just like, mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, like, the one thing that I would ask, it's like, you know, if, like, let's say that you, I mean, let's say you die, like, in 10 minutes after I leave. Like, if this is the last thing that people hear from you, like, what do you want people to, like, remember about you or feel about you?
That's a hard question.
Because that's, like, let me say this, too. Like, the reason I'm doing this
is because I am a really amazing, nice girl. Like, I'm one of the best friends people have ever had in their life. Like, I will always have somebody's back.
Sir, comment?
No matter what.
She's always been, we've gone through some
Are you guys together? Stuff.
No, we're just
friends.
Curious.
Been
sorry.
Friends for a long time. We used to be a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then we had our problems, but she's always,
she would cut you.
You can fuck up and she'll be there. She's got your back still. Me and her have had a horrible,
is that a machete wound?
Past. No. But this is her fault.
Giant scratch on his.
Is it?
When I came over, I didn't tell you because I didn't want to get harassed, but I totally wrecked that bike.
Oh.
It, like, slipped down. It was, like, on a gravel road, and I was, like, on the side of it, and it slipped down into this ditch, and, like, my arm, like, caught a barbed wire fence, but
no,
I didn't even notice.
I'm a really amazing friend. Like, I'm there. It's just that line that you cross, like, once you piss me off, there's no going back.
Well, no, I understand, but, like, what do you, like I say, like, you die, or you go to prison for a long time, like, what do you want people to remember about you?
That just I'm that? Loyal. And right. That... I'm artistic, and I'm nice, for the most part.
And don't fuck with me.
Yeah, and don't fuck with me.
That is a hard question.
That is a hard question.
It is really
I never
like,
really like those questions, because...
Well, no one does, because
I mean,
what it is, it's
I
like,
can answer that about somebody else, but you never look at yourself in that manner.
That's why I ask it, though, because it is a thing that's
That's
like,
something on applications and, like, other things I could never really answer. And I was like, what?
That's one of my favorite things to ask people or get into like that is because
it does
make you go...
conversations.
Not really. It's just one of those things where it forces you to go like...
That's easier to answer than what do you see yourself
as. Or like
as.
Me, like if you asked me that like, well, last week even, but like a year ago, let's say, I'd be like, fuck, I don't know. Like, I haven't really offered anything of value to anyone for a long time, you know? And now, like, I'm not saying that this is... really turning that around, but
right.
It does make me look at myself a lot more and be like, you know,
right.
I haven't really addressed it all, but like the Bethany situation really fucking bums me out.
Right.
Because I fucking blew it so bad. And
she's a good girl too.
She's amazing. And she hates me because I'm a fucking dick. You know what I mean? Like that's the whole
happens.
Thing. Like where that's why I like that question, because like it does make people feel weird to look at themselves if they're not comfortable with it. You know?
Right.
So
see, it's not just, I'm pretty comfortable with who I am. It's just the way that I want to answer that question, like, because I don't want to answer it wrong. And I don't,
There's
know,
no wrong
like,
answer.
There is no wrong answer, but you don't know what other people see. And so, like, if you asking me what would your friends say about you, like, I don't know.
No, just what would you want them to say is what the question is, which is that what you
right.
pretty much answered, so... No, you did it right. I mean...
Right. Well, I know that, but that's still a pretty hard question.
I know. Okay. That's why I'm amazing at this. How about you, man?
I all the hard questions. How do you mean?
Same question to you.
Same
you,
question?
You're sitting here.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. I don't know. I'm not going to go there. All
right. I won't grill you like...
Wave him off. Wave him off.
Yeah. Her name's on top of this thing, so...
There you go. Thank you. I'm just in the background, and I'm just hanging.
Well, I think I just drove these two to drink all night, but that's okay.
No, that's not true.
We might have done it anyway.
Right. What do you think I'm going to do when I get home? I'm going to be like, wow, you know, she really was, you know, really honest about how she answered that, and maybe I'm not, and maybe I'm a piece of shit. And I'll be like crying and
see,
call,
I am a very honest, I'm very honest and loyal.
Games.
Like, if I am loyal to you, I'll probably be loyal to you forever. And people understand that, the people that know me. Right. And I'm also honest. And
that's hard.
People like that.
Some,
it is.
Sometimes.
It is some... I'm harshly.
All right, let's
harshly
let me ask you that. Like, what? This is kind of a tough one, but like, have you ever had like a fallout or something with a friend where all you were trying to do was like maybe say something to them and they like were like fuck you, like what do you know or whatever.
Yeah, but they always come around. They know that this friendship is valuable. Like, there is another situation where I beat up a guy, and it was one of my friend's boyfriends. Actually, a few times. I beat up Will one time on Cassandra's birthday in Denver, and she was a little mad about that for a minute. But my friend...
I'm going to go on record and say he might have deserved that.
Oh, he totally did. He totally did.
Him and I, we're cool, but, like, there's been a couple times where, like, he left my house, and I'm like, what the fuck happened to all this stuff? And it was him.
Yeah. Right,
what are you
gonna do? Yeah. No, I beat him up. And then I got him back in the venue because he got kicked out and I had to go talk to my security guard friends and got him back in under the pretense that he had to have X's on his hands. But it's not what you know, it's who you know. So he got in the show for Cassandra's birthday. It was a Louis Vuitton. We ended up hanging out with him after. And
I bet those guys
it was actually really cool. It was really cool.
That's an interesting band for sure.
It was an interesting night.
Well, yeah. With my friends.
Those guys party hard. They party hard.
That's funny stuff.
No, me and Bethany had a falling out, and then like a couple of weeks later, she just kind of
came
back around. It's never really anything. Usually, I don't really get into it with people that I like. Usually, if I don't like somebody, it's from the get-go.
Right.
It's from how they've acted from the start, and it's a turn off to me.
Right.
Because I'm a pretty easy girl to get along with for the most part.
Yeah, you're pretty laid back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would never be like,
I hear
ya. Hey, fuck you, you know? I know better.
Those that do.
Nah, you did perfect on this. I think we did just enough time.
Sweet.
We'll do it again if you have anything, any projects or anything coming up. You have anything you want to plug so people can check it out?
Just my photography. But I don't have a page or anything yet.
You should do that. Why not? I mean, what's it going to hurt?
I want a real website. I don't want it off Facebook. And I have, I'm working on my website.
Okay. So, KatrinaClayton.com at some point, probably.
It is. It's already up and going. It's just...
Oh, there is one?
It's KatrinaClayton.com, but there's not a whole lot of pictures on it, and it's still...
Well, get on that shit. So. I got people that are going to listen to this, and they're going to be like, where's the fucking pictures? Do you have a link to your Facebook there, at least, so I can see some of it? Or
you can post it.
All right. I guess I'll just do your fucking work for it. All right. For you.
It's just my name. It's just under my, like, personal right now.
Do you take friends that are not your actual friends, or not really? Do you take, like, friend requests from people
that
don't know? Okay. Well, go to Katrina Clayton on Facebook. She's one of my friends. She's got some really cool-ass pictures. She's got some pretty hot friends, so that works out, too. And she's good-looking herself, so check it out. Don't stalk her. Don't be weird.
Yeah, don't be weird.
She'll probably, you know, do something fun with you at some point, but don't be weird about it. For me, gofromthere.podbean.com is my website. If you go to iTunes or the Stitcher Radio app, search Go From There, one word, and you'll find my ass. This is awesome. It's perfect. See? I'm nervous for nothing. High five. And thank you, sir.
I was a little nervous. I was.
Yeah, you did good. So thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Open doors, so I walk inside.